Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When you worked with NASA, you were a reliability engineer. That sounds like a pretty significant position where, you know, how's that engine that's going to send the rocket into space? We better check with our reliability engineer. What exactly was
good,
a, you're
good.
Not there anymore. What was a reliability engineer? It's pretty good. I'm getting the impression that they asked Joshua, that engine, I smelled something funny. Is that okay? And you, it looks good to me. Go for it. Outside of the satisfaction of being involved in something so tremendous for the United States, what was the best part of the gig when you were doing that? What did you enjoy the most?
Bragging rights.
That's a great
Pretty
answer.
True.
That is a great answer. That is, I would too. Yeah, I work for NASA. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that's
great. Yeah, I could go to any cocktail party in the world and go, I'm a rocket scientist.
You are.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It was just moments ago that I said to my wife before I came in here that there is not a screenwriter in Hollywood that would be able to write a screenplay like what the world is going through right now. It just is amazing. As we tape today on Friday morning, this is October 2nd, 2020. The president, as of, I think they released the information at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And his wife, Melania, have both tested positive for COVID-19. This is the world we live in now. This is also an opportunity when people on both sides of the aisle take pause and you realize, well, this is the leader of the free world. And whether you like him or you don't like him, this is the guy we've got. And this gives everybody pause about what's happening, and it just is something we have to address because it's the story of the nation. And for those of you that's like, oh, it's been so serious. Well, yeah, it's a serious time that we're living in, and no greater example of how serious that time is than what the news that was released earlier this morning. They dumped it at 1 a.m., which is odd. You know, I know they didn't get tested at 1 a.m., but it is very, very strange that here we are after all this, and you're dealing with a man who is has a very high body mass and is in his mid-70s, and who knows? And right now, news organizations around the country are speculating, are talking about different situations, but President Donald Trump was announced last night, wee hours of this morning, rather, that he tested positive for COVID-19. What a strange and amazingly odd world we live in right now. And meanwhile, the Biden campaign, as of this taping, we're taping the show at about, it's about 8:09 Eastern time right now, a.m. And the Biden campaign has said that the vice president will be tested later on this morning because it was just a few nights ago
Tuesday night.
They were on a stage together spitting at each other. So it's a very, very weird world we live in. I don't know where to begin. I defer to my colleagues because I'm a little bit shocked by this. And, you know, you would think that people that don't like Donald are sitting there going, wow, yeah, yeah. No, it's not the way that works. This is the president of the United States.
I have a completely different take. This isn't shocking. It was absolutely going to happen prior to the election for multiple reasons. I mean, the lack of, I would say, foresight from the president's camp and the president to say, ah, no big deal. We're making sure everyone's tested. And the cavalier attitude about the masks. And I'm not, there's no justification here, and I'm not necessarily, like, I'm concerned like everybody else should be. But this happened in the UK. It's happening around the world. Boris Johnson got COVID-19 early on.
That's true.
Ended up in the hospital early on in this pandemic. Is out.
Right.
Is still recovering. No one is safe.
But no one is safe from this. The
reality, and look, is this going to change his rhetoric? No.
I don't think it will.
It's not, because he's going to come out on the other side, God willing, you know, and he'll beat this. But then, if anything, that scares me on that side, trying to get past this one headline to say, okay, everybody should be safe, but how do you go back on all of, how do you walk back everything he said, that it'll go away? But in the same vein, Boris Johnson in the UK, is not the prime minister, is having no success trying to tell his people, hey, this is real.
Right.
After playing it down at the beginning.
You can't do it. You can't
put the genie back in the bottle.
Can't do it. You can't do it when people, when it was politicized to begin with, that was the disaster. And, you know, down here in the great state of Florida is an example of that, where I will be living my life today as they have changed protocols at Cocoonville. I don't know what I'm going to find over there. I told my wife I am not going to be going into the building. I am not going to be sharing a golf cart, which they now have said is fine. You can share. They have taken the directives from the government, which is stupid.
Well, your governor has opened everything, right?
These guys are all the guys I'll be playing golf with today. You know, will not be riding in a golf cart with me, and I will be social distancing from them and continuing on for the foreseeable future. I don't know when that's going to stop, but that's my comfort zone. The openings that are happening, it's still a politicized situation, and Oscar's absolutely right. Nothing will change.
No, you're
nothing
right.
Nothing will change. And by the way, the big concern that I'm reading, that I'm hearing, is information coming out of one of the most non-transparent White Houses in recent memory, where they believe that everyone in the media is out to get them. So therefore, they have no interest in looking at the media, the news media, as anything other than the enemy.
Right.
Make that very clear. I am not overstating that. That is the truth. So, what is the information when everybody, not just in the United States, but in the free world, is looking to this country right now saying, what are you going to do? What's the protocol? And as of airtime, just before 8 o'clock when I came in here, there was nothing, as Robert De Niro would say.
Right.
Nothing. It is strange times. Oscar not being surprised. I have to admit that probably I was a bit naive when I thought I was surprised that this happened. I thought that perhaps within his inner circle that there were protocols, but no, there weren't. The non-mask wearing, the flaunting of non-mask wearing, the mocking as early as late as Tuesday night at the debate when he was mocking Joe Biden for wearing a mask, and he was not. It was truly mind-numbing. Absolutely one of the strangest things I've ever heard.
And look, regardless of my political outlook, like I don't want the president to succumb to this. I don't. Nobody wants that.
Nobody does. No right thinking.
I want to be clear about that. That's beyond. This goes back to the public health. What I talk about, this isn't about party. This is about just people giving your citizens and yourself the best opportunity to protect themselves.
I woke up this morning like most folks, and I think I grabbed my phone and I started to see the headlines and all the news about this. And when you talk about the fact that this has been politicized, I did see people on my social media feed saying that they're happy he has it. And you want to wring them by the neck, because there's no good reason to be happy that anybody has this. And Mike, I think I was naive too.
The partisan politics. Yeah, the partisan politics is, at the end of the day, everybody knows where I want to see this country go.
Right.
But also, this is no love of Donald Trump that's caught. I am sitting here just so mad at, I am angrier at this collective group of people in politics than I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
I have never been more angry
right.
at people that have thrown intelligent people out the door, have not paid attention to the people that work hard. This comes down to intellectual activity. This comes down to putting an effort forward to think and reason and use facts. And it's been replaced by closed-minded pandering to the yeah. absolute lowest common denominator of our society. People that just aren't that sharp, that drink up the toxic cocktail that is spewed out all the time, and this is where we end up. And you know what? It won't change one goddamn
thing. He's going to make it through this. If anything, he could use this as a talking point where he beat it. It's fine, which is scary.
It's herd immunity.
Happens.
He will be, by the way, and if you don't think that that's the popular sentiment in the White House, that's the popular sentiment in the White House, that everybody's going to get it, that that's the only way it's going to really run its course. Yeah, throw out the idea that you can still get it again after you've tested positive.
Right.
Throw that idea out, which, by the way, categorically shuts the door on herd immunity.
Yeah.
When that's the factor. It's interesting. I have more of a reaction to this than I did to the debate the other night. The debate the other night, I said, oh, he's looking like petulant child. That's right. Good for Vice President Biden. Now I'm just pissed off. I'm pissed off like this is an O'Mara trait. When someone would get hurt or someone would get sick, we are such wonderful people in our family that we get angry. We get angry when someone else is sick. And it's a terrible, it is one of my personality traits that I cannot stand. When it comes to somebody close to me that's hurt or sick, my first reaction is anger, and it's a horrible thing. I get over it very quickly, but I'm so concerned. Well, it's the same way I feel right now. It's like, you know, F you for flaunting this, for putting, you know, not just yourself, but the entire country into this state of, because I don't care what political bent you are. I think deep down inside, we know, hey, he might not be the president you like, but he is the president.
Right.
And things are unstable right now. God Almighty knows that we have enemies out there that are looking at us. We're an incredibly vulnerable nation right now. Incredibly vulnerable. And there's nothing coming out. You know why there's nothing coming out? Because they don't know what the f*** they're doing. And they haven't from day number one. And I'm terrified for the potential of mucking this up. Mm-hmm. And I worry about it. I'm the angst has been nonstop. Just when you think we've had enough, the country gets this roughly a month from an election. It is a month from the election.
Right.
Good Lord.
You know me, Mike. I'm skeptical about everything, right? So I don't see how COVID-19 and the leader of the free world, I don't know how the world looks at it these days, getting COVID-19 when so many more heads of state around the country, including Bolivia, by the way. I knew that. I had heard that from my father in July. The acting president of Bolivia, or president of Bolivia at the time, got COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And then when he told me about it in Bolivia with all
the... Was he obese in his 70s?
No, it's a lady. She's a little older.
Hey!
But when he told me about that, I was like, oh, man. Like, Bolivia, I kind of get it. You know what I mean? It's a third world country. Their infrastructure is like Swiss cheese. But what really gets me is that for the United States, the UK was kind of like, like they should know better, but maybe they don't have all the resources. But for the United States, the president of the United States, whoever they are, to be able to get this, I think the only way that happens is if you've got an individual in that office, the president, taking risks they shouldn't take. Because if it was up for the Secret Service, I would believe that they wouldn't want him to do any of these close-to-close, I would say, non-social distance 4th of July celebrations, any of these rallies, meeting with donors.
It's willful ignorance. He's been ignoring things for the entire run of the pandemic. He's ignored science. He's ignored everything. So, you know, Mike, I guess when we were surprised this morning, color us naive. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be. It's almost like he willed it to happen. And I know that other heads of state have had it, but we've been at this for 7 months now.
He comes off as a sympathetic character for a 24-hour news cycle. And then this is a nefarious side of me. And then on the back end, he's Teflon because he beat it.
Yep.
And it's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter either way.
I'm putting my political analysis hat on. It's not going to matter. Mm-hmm. By the way, we figured out what we're going to do. The bottom line with mail-in voting, if we get back to voting right now, if we can just touch on the election for a second here, I would show it to you, but I'm not going to show you my ballot. But we received our ballots, and the determination we made is that with the unstable COVID mm-hmm. world we live in, we're right. going to fill out our ballots, and then I believe Tuesday take them to the registrar of voters where there are drop boxes. I will tell you, Florida has not restricted it. The guy in Texas is apparently one vote drop box, mail-in drop box per county in Texas. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've looked at the county sizes in Texas, but they're trying to do that. I'm going to give our state credit where credit is due. We have multiple within the county, multiple drop boxes that are located where I can drop in a mail-in ballot.
Just like
and
a red box.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, it's like exactly video. Like that. The thing about it is, though, as I explained to my wife this morning, that those votes, and be very clear on this, America, those votes will be counted beginning at poll close election mm-hmm. night. I said to my wife, well, if you feel strongly, we can wait till October 19th, take our mail-in ballot with us, and perhaps wait in a very long line to vote early. I don't feel the insecurity in our election system down here where I feel that's necessary. I think if we take it to the... So that's the determination we made. Fill out the ballot, drop it in Tuesday. It's done. It won't be counted prior to election night.
But will count.
It will be registered. So, yeah. I mean, that's the... I made that determination thinking ahead to what even early voting may be. Whatever you do, do it safely. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm here on the front lines. You hear a lot about the state of Florida, and that's where it is. Now, getting back to where we are, I'll ask you guys, what do you think? Yeah. Do you think in any way this has any bearing on what was happening or what will happen with the election? I don't think that. I think for his base, if I can just give you my two cents on it, Oscar's right. If he gets through this and he comes out on the other side, he's Teflon. He's the man that beat Kobe. He appears to be stronger, more. But I don't think that would change much when it comes to people who are voting. I think most people have made up their minds anyway.
I'll say what I said before the debate. I think the only reason people tuned into the debate was to see what their guy was going to say. I think everyone has decided who they're going to vote for. I don't think anyone has changed their mind in the last 6 months about who they're going to vote for. And I don't think this will change it.
And the way I understand it, at least one presidential debate will not be taking place, and probably the next two their history as well.
Got it.
They're done.
Got it.
There will not be any more debates.
So what does this do for the president? The headlines all right now are all about him having COVID-19. Yesterday it was about the taxes. Mayor Trump was on CNN. He's getting blown up left and right, left and right, left and right. Now, and look, this is not. I believe he's going to be fine. That is my honest wish that he gets out on the other side.
And let me make it real clear, our position on this show. I think it's important for the good of the Republic.
Correct.
That he comes 100%. Through this.
100%.
I don't want it a transfer of power if he is he becomes seriously ill. I think he is an active guy for a guy that is his age. Even with his body mass, he's out there. He is doing, he is on that golf course. He is doing stuff. He's out there physically. But the diet is not good. I think he's a pretty. You have to be a hardy dude,
Mike,
to keep a schedule.
How
like
do
that.
You
I mean,
change
just imagine.
The narrative for what was happening? The unraveling of and frankly the within what 4 weeks of the election. So now he's got COVID-19 and we wish him the best and the course of medicines that may be available at this time. God forbids God forbid that he can't get access to the quote unquote vaccine that may be available.
Right.
So two things happen here. He either takes two weeks for he's not going on the campaign trail. He's right. A sympathetic character. He beats it, or he beats it in like 3 days miraculously, and he's like, he's fine. He's coming up negative, and he's some sort of superhuman because that's a narrative he wants to tell his people. Or
are you smelling a rat here? Is that what you're talking about? I am looking past this.
Okay.
And then, or he says,
no. Why are you saying sounding skeptical, Rob? I think it's completely plausible.
I think it's plausible. I had the thought myself, and then I dismissed it. I said, he can't be that. He can't think he can sell that.
It's
Billy Goods.
A Hollywood storyline. It's just it is.
I don't know if even he thinks he could sell that. That's where I might be
with Rob on the fact that, is it possible? Anything is possible.
My first thought was that it was a fake.
All right.
You didn't let me finish my theory.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Or he's like, look, I took one for the team. They gave me the vaccine and it works.
I was on the phone with Joe Pfizer, the owner, and he gave me a special preview vaccine. And guess what?
You're something else.
Oh, it's great.
Guys, I swear to God. Look, I don't think that first of all, I have to say this. I wouldn't put anything past this administration.
Right.
Ever. I think that in the event that they decided to come up with this elaborate plan, at the outset, they've certainly executed it magnificently because everybody is drinking this up. But no, I just don't see it. I think that it comes down to the 3 days. I'll have that. What Oscar said about that 3 days coming back, you know, say, I tested negative.
Yeah.
Look, that would be perfect, Mike,
for Monday's news cycle. The timing is perfect. At 1 a.m. Right. on Monday, I'm all better.
Because what we've learned, he doesn't want to look weak ever.
No, you're right.
Do you think
so? That's where your premise falls apart, in my opinion. Because unless it is the game plan is to come out like Superman at the end of the day. You know, where he didn't have a symptom. And by the way, there are plenty of 70-year-olds that have been asymptomatic.
Yeah, sure.
There have been. There have also been plenty of 70-year-olds that have died, many more than any other age demographic, you know, except for 80-year-olds. The older you get, the more dangerous this is. However, I don't give the administration as much credit as you do with hatching this ruse. There are too many moving parts. There are too many, and I think that it would be sniffed out by leaks and reporters if they did this. Now, with that
said,
who would
believe the leaks? No one believes
anything. There's radio silence. There's radio silence in the White House. By the way, somebody turn a TV on or somebody monitor the news so
we
know.
Turn
I do not
on
have a
that guy
here.
Right next to me,
turn
Mike,
your
if that's
TV
cool
on,
with you.
Have the crawl.
Yes.
Let's know what's going on with that. I don't think that they are that sophisticated where they'd be able to pull this off.
Do I sound like InfoWars? I'm so sorry.
I just think this is a complete ruse on the part of the community. There will be conspiracy. Oh, my God. Listen, I want the next decade to just calm down where we can just go about our lives. I crave normalcy. This is like nothing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think elections matter, for the love of God, I'd like to see 80% of the electorate vote during this election. Jesus, if you know somebody that doesn't think this matters, get your ass out to the polls or mail in vote. Please vote.
Mike, this is the tell. You'll know. If Biden's test comes back negative and Trump is positive after all that flapping.
Oh, there were droplets. I saw droplets in high def.
The percentage from mybookie.com of this being a ruse, if you're going to make a bet. I'm sorry, mybookie.ag. Let me correct that.
Right, Alex. Please. Alex, let me tell you something. I don't really necessarily go along with you.
You don't know.
You don't know. This is the industrial military complex that's trying to get you. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, I think the people, and Rob, I don't know, maybe I didn't share the same social media on you with people that were feeling any level of satisfaction in this.
I saw a few. I hate it.
I would be lying if I didn't say I had an I told you so moment. Right. I had that. But then that goes away very quickly. And you think about, you know, we are all in this boat together. Mm-hmm. We are in this boat together. We want, make no mistake, I want to get that team out of there as soon as possible. I do. But I in no way want to do it in this way. I don't want to celebrate this at all. This is not a good time for our nation. This is very, but with what Oscar said, that gives me some solace as well, that there have been other examples of world leaders that have dealt with
they
this.
But
do you remember how we all felt when Boris Johnson got it? That was an aha moment for a lot of people in the world. Like, wow.
And then I hear in Latin America that all these, not dictators, all these presidents are getting it. And I'm like... And then you've got, if I'm not mistaken, the president of Brazil, the huge outbreak there, he got it. He's going to get through this. I'm just always questioning, and maybe
Brazil
I'm
desensitized.
Yes, go ahead.
I remember the Brazil guy, positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative. Wasn't that the guy that had different tests all the time?
A lot of flip-flopping. That is absolutely true, Mike.
Of course.
Can I just say one last thing about this?
Of course.
And this is where I support Vice President Biden. When he came out, there's an ad that runs all the time down here where he talks about rapid testing.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we don't take our foot off the gas pedal and rapid testing. It's the key to the kingdom.
Of course.
It's the key to keeping people safe. As much as a vaccine and a mask, I think it's a key to the kingdom. What are you showing me right there?
We are monitoring the crawl. That's CNN, Mike.
Okay.
CNN.
All right, very good.
CNN. Here we go.
Rapid testing is the key to knowing, you know, if you can go into a sporting event. Rapid testing is something that it can work. It can work, and I really would like to see that. There, you know, Oscar,
waving his hand.
That's what I want to see. I want to see a vaccine. Yeah. I want to see masks. I want to see rapid testing. Whereas, at least where I am down here, I get a distinct impression of we want the government. We want to put our head in the sand and listen to elected leaders say everything's fine. We're reopening. That doesn't mean dick.
Right.
Make wherever you are in these fine United States, let me tell you this. If a government leader is saying to you, it's okay, you got to make that determination. Just like we did back in April.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed.
March.
Nothing has changed. Except for the fact that on my end, I may occasionally slip up and forget and have to go back to my car to grab my mask. Other than that, when I'm out there, when I'm going anywhere inside, grocery store, Costco, any place like that, I'm keeping my masks on and I am hand sanitizing when I get into the car and when I get out of the car both times, and I'm hand washing when I get home. That's the way it's got to be. Just keep doing that. And then hopefully, with smarter minds involved in this, we will get rapid testing. I think we can get by this. We can get to the other side of this. But we're not going to get to the other side of this by saying it's just going to go away.
It's not going to get by,
in other parts of the
country.
Do
you know who's not going to get by this? It's the 200,000 plus Americans that have already died of a virus that the administration knew about in February, if not earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks. And I just wish we were a more engaged society. And if there is a bright side of this, if there is a silver lining, which is hard to find, perhaps the great apathetic in this country will focus in on the fact that this kind of stuff matters, that we are in this together, that it's not everybody rowing their own boat.
I'm
going to
say a prayer for the first family. And
absolutely.
And everybody who works at the White House. I'm going to.
Yeah. Whether it's some Alex Jones conspiracy or not, I hope he comes out on the other side of this.
But I feel like, and this is what happens when you lie all the time.
Right.
You plant the seeds of doubt.
You're always going to be like, what is this now?
Yeah,
like, what's the end game now? Because the man never wants to look weak. So we'll find out within the next week what's really going on.
I said after the debate, I feel ashamed of our country. I feel ashamed of our republic because that was our highest leaders on display doing that. But that same emotion, I feel scared for our country. You know where I line up politically. But when I see the leader of our country, you know, fall victim to this due to willful ignorance, it makes me scared for our country. I wish him a speedy recovery because it's not a good situation. As you said, Mike, it makes me feel vulnerable. It makes me as an American feel vulnerable, and I don't like that.
I'm scared too. I'm mad, and God damn it, I cannot wait for November 3rd.
Mm.
Yes.
I am ready. I am ready for this goat to be over. I am ready for the smarter people to get into the positions of power in the United States. I am ready for a sea change politically to move this country in a direction where we can have the people that have got the education, got the degrees, that have spent lifetimes getting smarter and getting more educated, where we value them, where we cherish them, where they're not discounted. This is a crucial time in our republic, and I just want to get to the other side of this. I want January 20th with a new White House, and I pray that as well as I pray for the recovery of the president. Nobody wants to see that. If you do that, if you're somebody that's on the left and you're saying, man, I hope he gets really sick, you're misguided, mm-hmm. and you're not on my team at all. I agree with Oscar. This is a time where, you know, we want this. Do we want this president voted out? Absolutely do I. But do we want this president to get through this crisis, this health scare that he has right now with COVID? Absolutely.
Of course.
Well.
Of course.
That's it. You know, we will now go back to what we usually do, tomfoolery and hijinks, because it is Friday and it is the TMOS talking head who has waited patiently for us
yes.
to vent our anxiety. And Oscar will be monitoring the news. If anything breaks during this show, we will bring it to you. But what the hell does it matter? You're listening to it 5 days later anyway. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good evening. I'm Jack Barry. Tonight here on 21, Herbert Stemple, our 29-year-old GI college student, can win $111,500, the highest amount of money ever to be won on television. But to do this, he's risking much of the money he has won thus far. So right now, let's meet our first two players as Geritol, America's number one tonic, presents 21.
From New York City, Mr. Charles Van Doren, and returning with $69,500 from Forest Hills, New York, Mr. Herbert Stemple.
Welcome back to 21. Your two smiling faces here tonight after that hectic battle you were involved in last week. I'm sure we're in for tremendous excitement here in the program. How are you tonight, Mr. Van Doren?
I'm sorry, Dad. Didn't mean to wake you up. Just had to get out of the city.
You're always welcome, Charlie. Sometimes it's hard sleeping in the city.
Hope you don't mind. I took the rest of the cake.
You look like you could use it.
Under a little strain lately.
That's the way it always is when you're finishing a book.
Oh, no, actually, it's the television show.
Oh, Jesus, I just realized we watched your show. Did I tell you? Mother and I moved the television to the den.
No, you didn't mention it.
Damn it, what was it? Something about the Galapagos Islands. You know what? I'll try some of that.
Yeah, the origin and destination of the voyage of the Beagle.
That's right. Biology for 6 points. Good. God, the pressure, all those lights, the money, those strange little booths, that man talking so fast like being in a bull ring. I don't think I could remember my name.
Well, you know, I've always had a good head for that kind of stuff.
It's just amazing that you could make it look so easy.
You've got $20,000 right now, Charles Van Doren. Come back next week. Tell us whether you want to continue playing or quit. Our congratulations for a wonderful victory. Good night to Charles Van Doren, ladies and gentlemen. Friends, we don't have time. Remember, Geritol and Geritol Jr., wonderful products. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, right. Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Okay. You do that? Did you take the real thing and edit it with the movie? Is that what you did? Is that a Rob Spiewak production?
It is indeed.
So what Rob did there, that's the movie 21. Quiz show with Ralph Fiennes, who's in that. And Rob edited the real show with a clip from the movie. That's pretty cool stuff. That's when Charles Van Doren knocked off Herb Stempel, played by John Turturro. But you know that Stempel was out with all his money, right?
Remember, Mike. He plateaued. I was talking to my daughter about the quiz show scandals yesterday because she'd never heard about it. And I sort of gave her, you know, a thumbnail. And I said, we need to watch this movie Quiz Show. And then that drew me to YouTube to watch that episode. And I got to tell you, really bad acting on the game show 21 when they're looking like they don't know the answer. Not good. It's fascinating.
Bad acting by Charles Van Doren, not by Herb Stempel.
No, right? the movie is great, but when you watch both of them, actually, they don't look like they're in the situations that they're really in. I invite everyone to watch that episode of 21.
What does
on
that
YouTube.
Mean? I'm confused by
I
that.
Think, I think I know what he's saying. He's saying that if you're cheating, you're going to at least pretend like you don't know the answer.
So Charles Van Doren, who was the only one cheating, though, right? Herb Stempel was not in on that, correct?
Well, no, Stempel knew that he had to take the dive. Remember?
Oh, he knew that he had to. Okay, good. Okay,
so that's why
I forgot that. All right, well, you know, God, I'm going to go back and do that. That's fascinating, and I urge everybody to do that. There was a big cheating scandal, by the way, if you're just tuning in and you don't know what we're talking about. You can see it in the movie, the Quiz Show movie, and also Rob said there's the real episode on YouTube, which
it's
is
fantastic.
So fun.
It is so cool to watch.
If we get a chance, I've got more YouTube fun that I want to talk about, how I value it sometimes. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. So much on this show today. Not enough time to get to it all. From Toccoa, Georgia, Gum Neck Township, North Carolina, Haia, Hawaii, Oahu, Hawaii, Ordinary, Virginia, Paradise, Montana, Taichung City, Taiwan. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by MyBookie. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
The NFL is back. The NBA playoffs are in full swing. That can only mean one thing. It's winning season at MyBookie. MyBookie, 10 times more exciting when you put a little on the line. Whether you bet with your heart or bet with your head, MyBookie is your best bet this season. Put some of Nikki's knowledge to work, people. They've made it simple to win and easy to withdraw your cash. Right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry fee, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest with that kind of potential return. $10 to win $1,000. Sign me up. Use the promo code TMOS to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. It's easy. It's an easy way to jumpstart your bankroll. NFL, NBA, MLB, they got it all on tap, and it's never too late to get started on your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit. Do it now. MyBookie. Go out there and have some fun.
Niners.
Lord knows.
Go Niners.
We need
49ers,
a little
please.
Diversion. Yes, Niners. Thank you. Thank you very much. And as I was talking to one of our guys down here, assistant golf pro down here at Cocoonville Country Club, and he was a diehard Giants fan, as I am. And we were talking about, hey, how fun is it? How fun is it rooting for the worst team in football right now? It's so much fun. From one of the biggest markets in the country. Yay.
Of course, yeah.
All right, let's get right to it. We've kept this gentleman waiting long enough right now, and we are so late. It's ridiculous. We're going to introduce him, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to him for a long time. This is Joshua Brock. Josh is a responsible man who has already voted. Well, we were just talking about that. He is a self-described space nerd.
Nice.
That's good. I like that. He is 32 years old, and hey, ladies, he's single.
Yeah.
He watched his first space launch at age 5. As a youth, he attended space camp 5 times.
Nice.
That is a space nerd. He was born in Richmond and moved to Fredericksburg, where he discovered the Don and Mike Show in high school. Fredericksburg, Virginia, home of Mary Washington University, where both my daughters attended. He is a VCU graduate, Rob Spiewak.
Go Rams.
Then he got a master's in aerospace engineering, so he took his passion and turned it into his vocation. At the University of Alabama, Huntsville, from 2012 to 2016, he was a contractor for NASA. So he really is he's a good space nerd, not a fake one. He worked at the Marshall Space Center. Oh, now I'm really excited. He served as a reliability engineer for the Space Launch System. Oh, my God, we got to... I am just blown away by the smart people we have that listen to this show. He turned down a job to design airplane interiors for Boeing. He was inspired to be a talking head after our talk of the Challenger. He was a student when COVID hit, and now he lives with his parents in Fredericksburg with his cat Juno and their cat Shadow. He loves NASA, sci-fi, and TMOS. And we welcome him. Really, how exciting is this? Joshua Brock, sorry we got to you late today, but that's what happens when you're doing any kind of broadcasting, because I'll ask you right out of the gate. What was your reaction this morning to this massive news about the president contracting COVID?
To a certain extent, you know, with someone who's so in the public eye and has a lot of public appearances, I guess I wasn't surprised. I hope the man makes a full recovery. I don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's strange. Yeah. Strange times we live in. I have been, I guess because of the quarantine and not getting out of the house as much, like a lot of people, consuming an awful lot of media and watching some space stuff. There was a great television show with Hilary Swank. That was, I wish I remember the title, I forgot
Away.
Where the trip to Away. Mars, Away, which really shows you, you know, what it's all about. And we talk about
Space Force,
the SpaceX
Space
launches.
Force. Yeah.
Space Force, of course. Well, I'd rather not talk about that. Space Force. But since you are a NASA engineer, I want to talk to you about space because it's fascinating that you're involved in this. I took my family way back when, seems like a million years ago, out to the scrubbed launch at Cape Canaveral for SpaceX. And then I think that following Sunday, they actually went up. And I really missed the opportunity. I would have loved to see that. So we've got SpaceX now, the private-public partnership with Elon Musk's company and NASA. Where are we now with all of this? Are we making, you know, I think the most recent news that I read was radiation on the surface of the moon, that if we do try to do anything up there, we would have to do it underground to keep the astronauts safe. But where are we as far as progress with space exploration, with Mars, with everything out there in the galaxy? I'm curious, are you optimistic with the trajectory we're on, pardon the pun, or could we do a lot better? Where are we now with space exploration, in your opinion?
Well, before I say anything, I'll preface, I'm not, my opinions are my own. They don't represent anyone else's, any organization. They're only my opinions.
Right.
So that being said, I'm pretty excited. There's a lot of noise in the space industry right now. About things we could be doing, things that we're embarking upon. The last I heard, just reading the public space news, was we've got a new program to go back to the moon, Artemis, with human beings, which is very exciting. We've got new Mars probes on the way. There's supposed to be another Mars rover. The news on Venus is very exciting, and so I in many ways I'm more optimistic than I've ever been.
Oh, I love that answer. I was hoping that would be the answer. Yeah, go ahead.
Just for time, do we have to take a break and then come back? I'm just curious about.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, okay.
Let's take a break. We'll talk more about space and then our favorite subject, how you got excited about TMOS, you know, because that's about us. And we have massive. Our egos are as big as the moon. We'll take a break and we will come back with our friend here and Joshua and talk to him on the Mike O'Meara Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Chris Pontani, and I'm an O-American.
I'm Dirk Vastrick, and I'm an O-American.
I'm Dan Ware, and I'm an O-American.
This is Don from Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Adam Sternberg.
I'm Robin Ferguson.
I'm Dominic Mogler.
I'm Nancy Veronese, and I am an O-American.
In this historic election year, it's more important than ever that you participate.
Vote in person on November 3rd.
Vote early or vote absentee.
Make sure your vote counts.
Vote for the candidate of your choice.
Please vote.
Vote, Gabish.
Hey! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. There are a thousand reasons why protecting your home is important. For me, it's my family and my overall peace of mind. That's why I love Ring. Ring protects every corner of your home, and you can see it all right from your phone. If someone stops by or something is going on, Ring lets you know, see, and speak to whoever is at your door from anywhere with your Ring doorbell. This technology has done so many wonderful things for people, and they've solved crimes with this technology. Yep. They've caught the bad guys, and it's not just package snatchers on doorsteps. They've really been able to assist the authorities with some very significant cases. Keep an eye on everything with Ring's easy to install indoor and outdoor cams. I love mine. And protect your whole home with a Ring alarm and affordable home security system you can easily install yourself. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. It's the perfect way to start your Ring experience. Plus, free two-day shipping. Go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. This is another great talking head on the TMOS show. We're so happy to have Joshua Brock with us. And the thing that jumps out off your bio page here, Josh, is that when you worked with NASA, you were a reliability engineer. That sounds like a pretty significant position where, you know, how's that engine that's going to send the rocket into space? We better check with our reliability engineer. What exactly was good, a, you're good. Not there anymore. What was a reliability engineer? It's pretty good. I'm getting the impression that they asked Joshua, that engine, I smelled something funny. Is that okay? And you, yeah, it looks good to me. Go for it. What is a reliability engineer, Joshua? What the hell is that?
So it's not nearly so exciting as that. What I did was I built risk models. So, you know, I got my master's degree in aerospace engineering, so they would entrust me with looking at the design and taking information about the various pieces of the design and putting it together into a mathematical model that would allow it. So if you wanted to know, you know, what's the risk of this or that, you could go into my model and look at it, and it would help you make.
So your model didn't have anything to do with like Tester's brand airplane glue. You weren't like making models like that.
Only no, you would remember the name of the glue.
I sat in front of a desk all day. It was a cubicle job. I mostly did my job in Excel, if you can believe it. So
I assume that one of your models was one of the ones behind you there. You've got a rocket behind you against the wall there.
He's got an Apollo rocket Saturn behind a mallet head.
Well, I mean, I thought that might have been one of his risk models. You don't know. We're not aerospace engineers.
I'm sorry, Rod, Joshua. Let's get by the model. My apologies. May I ask you? Your take on the O-ring conversation we had, that's what drew you to submit for Talking Heads. What do you think of that situation? I know they talk about it at NASA at length. You probably learned about it even more so when you were becoming an engineer. It's truly astounding that there was so much risk taken in order to meet these certain deadlines, correct?
Yeah. You know, doing anything is a risky endeavor. You know, they say a ship is safest at harbor, but that's not what a ship is for. So that's why they employ people like me, so we could get an informed picture of what the risk looked like. And as for Challenger, safety, the public trust, public safety is very important in engineering. Even before I got the job at NASA, when I was getting my master's degree, they sat us down and they took a whole class period and said, okay, this is Challenger. This is what happened. You know, technically, this is what happened, you know, organizationally. And if you're ever in that position, here's what you need to be aware of, what your responsibility is, what the ethical guidelines are. And you know, they didn't know I was going to go to NASA at the time, and they just wanted us to understand. And this is throughout my whole engineering education. The most important thing, the number one thing, is keeping the public trust, making sure you're honest, making sure that you have the responsibility as an engineer.
Have you watched the Netflix Challenger documentary? And it's called Challenger, by the way. The Netflix documentary. Have you gotten a chance to take that in yet?
I have not yet. To a certain extent, I can't necessarily bring myself to do it. It's on my list to watch, but I'm afraid I'll start, you know, getting real emotional.
Yeah, it's just a breakdown from the top down, and fascinating what went into that, and even with all the committees and outside of the satisfaction of being involved in something so tremendous for the United States, what was the best part of the gig when you were doing that? What did you enjoy the most?
Bragging rights.
That's a great
pretty
answer.
True.
Yeah. That is a great answer. That is, yeah, I would too. Yeah. Yeah, I work for NASA. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that's
yeah. Great. I could go to any cocktail party in the world and go, well, I'm a rocket scientist. And
you were. You're a rocket scientist. You're our first.
That's
is
awesome.
This our first rocket scientist? I think it
I
is.
Believe so.
I think
yeah,
it
really
is.
Since Pauly Christine, yeah.
Rob, Josh, you were going to ask Josh something.
Yeah, when you were working on the space launch system, and that was not that long ago, between 2012 and 16, was there sort of a looming presence of the Challenger disaster still at NASA? Were things there overlap between the two programs that they learned, like lessons learned from Challenger, did they carry over? And what were some of the similarities you saw between the two programs?
I wasn't directly involved in the space shuttle program. It ended before I was
right,
hired.
Right.
I mean, something, especially as public a failure as or public an event as Challenger was, stuff like that looms over the whole engineering community. Part of our engineering ethical guidelines is if there's an issue like that, if there's something that we can learn to make the future better, we're obliged to study it, to come forth about it. I remember being taught about the Citibank building in New York, which had a number of design and structural problems. And the biggest thing they emphasized was they covered it up for 20 years.
Right.
And you don't do that. You are honest. You are forthright. Even if you are embarrassed, you bring it forward. So I've never met an engineer, especially in Huntsville, who didn't think about it all the time keep it close to them and make sure that, if I'm in this situation, what would I do?
Paging White House. Listen to Josh's answer. Listen to Josh's answer. Please pay attention to that. Honesty, best policy. That's the bottom line. Oscar, we got a couple more seconds here with Josh. What did you want to ask
so,
him about?
So when I was at the Smith School of Business, one of my classmates was an engineer, but he worked for a weapons company. That's just what they built. Satellites.
Hey, would you like to come over and look at our satellite, please? So, yes, thank you very much. Here it is.
I was always teasing him. I said, like, why couldn't you just go work for NASA? Like, you just wanted the bigger check, didn't you? Like, you had to go into weapons of mass destruction or whatever you're creating because you can't tell me it's all classified instead of going to work for, getting back on the moon. And I would just break his balls about it, and he would do the same to me. And he loved the kind of, because I just needed the paycheck. Like, I'm telling you, like, they don't pay anything at NASA. You have to make that decision early in your career where you want to go. I just want to confirm that, Joshua.
There's a range of compensation for engineers. When I was in college, I had a class taught by a petroleum engineer who drove in a Mercedes-Benz every day. I worked on a government contract, and people who work for government contracts or in the government especially, they do what they do because they believe in the mission, because they want to do a good job. They need money in order to live in this world.
Right.
When I was there, there was at least one government shutdown, and we all, we couldn't go on base. We had to work from home. And a lot of people were saying, you're upset. Why are you upset? Probably the money will be there anyway. And we'll go, well, we can't do our job as well. We want to be there. We want to be involved. We want to make sure everything's getting done because the public trusts us to do that. And we're involved in what we thought, at least, was the most important thing humanity has ever done, and we wanted to keep doing that.
Right.
So for all the engineers out there, I would interrupt you a second and say, for all the engineers who want to make the big bucks, listen to this. That's it. There you go. Make things
simple. Right on. Well, light the fuse. Get away.
We have a few more seconds. We're running late, Joshua. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I do want to tell you, as far as the show is concerned, how did you come by the show? What's your relationship to it? Is it, do you listen every day? Why TMOS? You seem much too smart to really like this show. Yeah.
What's broken about you?
I got into it in high school. I had a friend who would make me play Don and Mike on the radio in my car when we were driving around. So when you went to podcast, I kept listening. There were a couple of years there for personal reasons. I wasn't able to listen every day, but I got plenty of time now. So I came back, and it's like talking to friends you haven't seen in 10 years, and you just pick right up again. And I'm grateful for you guys being there, especially in these times. And I'm grateful for you having me on.
Well, you know what? What a pleasure. And always, I love this segment. It's become one of my all-time favorites. If you would like to be on the TMOS Talking Head segment, please send your info to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Joshua, it was so much fun to talk to you. Stay safe down there in Fredericksburg, and go VCU Rams.
Yay, Rams! Yes.
There we go.
Yes. Their football team's still undefeated, Mike.
Yeah, there you go. Wonderful stuff. We will take a break. Joshua, thanks for joining. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And continue to do what you're doing. We will take a break and come back with either television or my YouTube story. We got a lot of TV. We're going to have to postpone that to next week. And we will talk about just what I value on the YouTube, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, guys, it's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show Mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to Rob at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. As we slowly adjust to a new normal, we still need to be smart about how we do business. Luckily, there's Stamps.com to make things easier. Thousands of small business owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months and have kept their businesses running while avoiding crowds at the post office. You simply use your own computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. You get great discounts to 5 cents off every stamp and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates, and no residential surcharges. Stamps.com is the best, saving you time and money while keeping you safe. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and don't forget to enter that code TMOS, and we appreciate Stamps.com, and we have for a very, very long time. I got a real quick throwaway because I want to get the Oscars take in this week.
Oscars take.
Oscar's take. Thank you. So I'm outside, and you know I moved to a new house.
Yes.
Right.
I lived, I'm not the only person that's got these garage door openers that have the keypad on the outside. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I am here to tell you that for the entire time I lived in my old house down here in the great state of Florida, I ignored my garage keypad. They've been around for, a gazillion years.
Yeah.
And I just ignore it. I use the remote one, and that's what I use. So yesterday, I venture over to the one I have at this house. It's very similar to the one I have at the old house. And I look at it, and I'm like, you know what? It's time to deal with this. I'm becoming more handy.
Lean in.
I should do this. I'm going to lean into this.
Make it a part of your life. Invite it in, Mike.
Yeah. So I look over, I flip open the little hatch that it's got.
Safety lid.
It's got all these, wish Josh was here to walk me through this. So I look at the all the instructions they have, and I look at it for about 5 minutes. And if you want to know what's going through my mind, as I looked at these instructions, this is what's going through my mind. Duh.
They're so easy to program.
You know what it is, Oscar? It's boop, 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 boop,
No, it's not even.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'll be like Trump. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Easy to program the code, but not easy nowhere on there how to get rid of the existing code.
Oh, to make a new code.
Nowhere to be found. Would you let me finish before you interrupt me?
You're a rube.
I want to tell you what I'm not a rube. So I'm looking at this and I do the instructions where I put a little code in and it flash. Open the garage door up, go over, press the learn mode with the little red light that's going beep, 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 beep. Nothing. I got nothing. And then I said, okay. At the bottom of this instruction manual on the flip is an 800 number. So I call the 800 number at the Genie, Genie Corporation that also runs My Cheaper Door, the overhead door company. There are not many of these companies around. I get to the hold, and they say, your wait time, you know, like, everything's got the voice activated.
Yeah, of course.
your wait time is approximately 2 hours.
What?
So long. So long, people.
So you didn't get to talk to Genie?
I didn't get a chance to talk to Genie.
Hey, Genie.
Hey, Genie. Want to get this door opener? Hey, Genie. All right, why? You've done this before at your mother's house. So tell me why you're twitching in your seat over there. Go ahead.
Yeah,
say
Genie.
Your piece.
Say it, Genie.
Say your piece.
Did you try just looking on YouTube for your model?
If you're not... excuse me, my story's not finished yet.
Okay.
My story has a happy ending and a successful one. Okay?
A strong ending?
The thing, it's got a strong ending.
Calling the phone number is a rube move. Just because they don't want to help
you. It was a process.
Because they had to check a box on do we have
it
some sort
process.
Of support.
And I said, no, I'm not. I immediately hang up. I said, no, I'm
slam
far
the
too
phone
busy
down now. Angrily.
Well, it's a cell phone. I'm in the garage, so I go.
That's right.
I quit. I actually take the step stool down and I put it over near the other ladders and I quit. I walk in, it's hot, I'm sweating. Hold on. I go in, I walk inside, sit down, defeated. Then I'm like, well, hold on, the old friend YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Aha.
As I have mentioned again and again and again, some of these ass clowns on YouTube are not there to help you. They're there to be Johnny Carson or David Letterman or Jimmy Fallon. They're there to do their little shtick, and they lead with their world and what it is to them. Then you will find the good ones. The ratio of helpfulness to intelligence is significant. You
right.
get the smart guys that know your time is valuable and they want to just get a like, and that's I'm trying to find him, but I don't know where it is. Might be in my history, but this guy was tremendous.
Goss's garage.
It was not Goss's garage.
Hi, Mike. It's me, Pat Goss.
See, when I look products. At that page, I wonder, is that lady with the fishing rod really going to be feeding the snapper?
Wouldn't Goss's garage be the best place for a garage genie to be a sponsor, though?
Just rub the bottle three times and the genie comes out and opens the door.
Right. Dua Lipa. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Hey, snapper.
Boy, this tells me what I'm all about. I'm a really small-minded individual.
Now
you're
floating,
bikinis, fish, snakes, blowing up things.
You like what you like.
I'm sorry. I was... I like what I like. 2 seconds, 2 minutes, this thing's over.
Right.
I go over, I walk up, I it's so clear.
Did you have
so
to climb on the step stool again?
I have to climb on the step stool again, but that's no matter. He tells you that. And it's so easy that I cleared the code out, put the other code in, and then I call my wife out like a little boy, going, look what I did, look what I did. And it worked beautifully. It worked beautifully, but there was nowhere on that instruction panel that showed me how to clear the code.
Can I
don't
guess
help
where
you with
the
that.
Clear button
because
is?
If you had that, what?
Can I just guess where it is? And if I'm wrong, I'm probably wrong. I just don't know enough about
where it is or what it is.
Oh, how you clear it.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
There's probably a reset button that you have put a pin in to just completely clear the code out and then program a new one.
Not that difficult.
Okay.
Nope.
What is it?
Nope. It's one number.
What number? What do you mean?
It's one. It's one.
Oh, they give you a code to clear it.
You hit three buttons simultaneously.
Okay,
not going to tell you what they are. That's my secret. That's my little secret.
Can I guess what the code is you chose to open your garage?
No, you may not. You may not, you bastard. No,
I'm going to really get him.
They know you know what it is.
I have a hunch if I head down to Florida, I could probably get in.
1 pound.
We got to take a break, but I did it. I was happy. And I wanted to give the guy credit, but I lost it. I don't know. Does he have a history on YouTube?
Thank you.
It was not Pat
Hit three buttons at once.
Wow. 10 animals that exist in one specimen only. Top 5. Wow, that's pretty amazing. And the supercar destroyer. Gotta love my YouTube feed. We'll come back. I've got to Oscar's take right here Oscar's on the Mike O'Mara show. Thank you.
Oh, it's your pies on Paulie. In my neighborhood, when you said fruitcake, that meant that crazy Dominic was at it again. But in TMOS land, Rob Spiewak's Phenomenal Fruitcakes are back, baby!
Baby!
Right in time for the upcoming holidays. And make sure you get extras for your mother, your father, or even your gumada. So head over to the MikeOmaraShow.com, click on the fruitcake banner, and get the deluxe or the super premium. And that comes with a lot of extra goodies. Do it today, or you'll be sorry! Now, let's return to Chico and the Man, already in progress.
I like him when he's doing the Italian thing. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway,
Paulie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program is where we remind you what's important in the world.
Yes.
According to the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal.
Yep.
If you don't think voting's important, we were just talking about how important it is. Everybody has one vote. Doesn't matter how much money you have.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. Voting is such a big deal right now. It gives you control over what happens in your community. It really does. It matters. Pay attention to the nation. By the way, we're going to have a vote.org story in the news you may not need today.
Good.
I think you're going to like a lot, and it might drive people to the site, which we want to do. Just want everybody to exercise their privilege and fulfill their duty and make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. Make sure you're registered. It's easy to do now. I talked about figuring out how to reset my garage door opener. You can figure out every little detail of how you vote. It will direct you to the right place. Plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, or vote early in your state, or do the mail-in experience. All the information you need, all of it, can be found at vote.org. You have a choice. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard Tuesday, November 3rd.
Do it.
Vote. Because the future depends on you, people. And now, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Take Oscar.
A review and comment of the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. Now, without further ado, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Thank you, timing. Thank you, timing master. Oh, my God. Sometimes it's crazy. All right, Oscar, the Atlanta Falcons will allow some fans to attend games starting October 11th. So how will they safely, thoroughly clean the stadium in the middle of a pandemic, you might ask? They could have workers carefully wiping down each of the 71,000 seats, or they can have a couple of drones flying over the seats, spraying them down like crop dusters. The Falcons are using the latter. They're going to use drones,
man.
Pretty
cool. Finally, 5 years later. Listen,
he posted a video of a drone cleaning the seats, and it looks cool. Two drones will be used to disinfect the stadium seating bowl, handrails, and glass partitions. The drones will allow for a 95% reduction of the time needed to clean the seats.
Wow.
How's about that, Mr. Santana?
When I started Santana Air roughly 7 years ago, when I was going to start a business to take pictures of real estate before the government shut me down with their no-fly zone.
Yes.
That I had two clients, and then I remember being in the drone game and saying, man, if I just had more farms around here, I could check out crops from a distance. Like, instead of a farmer going out to check out his crops, I thought one of the early drone uses could have been just to check out more acreage. And not within, I kid you not, a month's time, that's what they were marketing drones for big, mm-hmm. big lots and big farms.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened over the last 7 years is the technology's gotten cheaper. They're not cost prohibitive. And for these big payload drones, and this is what it comes down to, is what costs less and what provides, I guess, more safety to an individual. You could pay, Mike, a cleaning staff to walk around a stadium and sanitize all the seats right after a game. Or you could just buy two of those drones and they could work 24 hours and literally spray down the entire stadium and it would actually cost you less. And be safer,
you know,
the
cost doesn't matter to me as much as the efficiency
of
it.
And the safety.
I love that.
Yeah,
the
you're not adding more people to the equation, right?
And you know what they didn't mention in the story, Mike, is you know who's piloting the drones is Jerry Glanville.
Okay. That's such an old reference, but I love it.
It is. You're listening
to Oscar.
Is he still alive? I think he may have passed. Okay. Jerry Glanville. God, that is a throwback to the old show. Oscar, more than you, such a god. More than half of people's nightmares are now about coronavirus. Rob, I had a nightmare, not really a nightmare, but I had a bad dream last night. It was not about coronavirus. It was about that thing that you and I still dream about.
I get those about every 4 months.
It
not
really
good.
Was not fun.
Anxious. Anxiety.
We're not going to go.
The bad peep.
One in six people say the way they dress has significantly changed in the past 6 months. That's another one that, you know, that with Corona, they're dressing sure. differently. But the big one coming out of this with the Corona, there were about five little tiny stories. Mm-hmm. I highlighted this one. People are dreaming now about Corona, mm-hmm. which I haven't had a dream about Corona, I don't think. But what's your take on the fact that people are now dreaming about this? People are traumatized. I think.
Yeah.
And this is I'm going to be serious about this for 2 seconds. Ever since coronavirus, I have not had a fantasy dream about cheating on my wife. And it's completely
thank
changed
you for being serious.
The way that I go to bed. And we all know seriously. This. I love Shannon, but there are some dreams I'm like, right. damn, did that really yeah. happen? I haven't had one of those since the pandemic. So I feel your pain. Because I'll dream okay. about COVID-19, but not anything else.
It's brutal. There you go. Speaking of fantasies, I got one for you. Listen to Oscar's yes. take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Oscar's take.
Oscar.
Oh, not that you haven't had him, Mike.
Thank you. On Monday, speaking of vote.org, we just had the message from vote.org. On Monday, Kylie Jenner used what God gave her to get people to vote. She posted a pair of bikini pics and urged her followers to go to vote.org to get registered.
Nice. That's smart.
Using your power for good. Would you be shocked if I told you it worked?
Good.
It worked.
Good.
Her photos. This yes. is why they get paid. Led to a 1,500% increase in
wow.
traffic to vote.org. I don't doubt for a second. If you're going to vote.org now, you're not, and you weren't going to do it after I was telling you to. But you're going to go now because, you know, Kylie's there. Please
yeah.
give us the credit. We
yes.
would truly
yeah.
appreciate that.
Put in the
go
code
through
TMOS.
The Mike O'Mara page. Please go through TMOS. It led to 48,000 new voter registrations. On a typical day, vote.org registers around 2,900 voters. But we're involved with the same cause that Kylie's involved. And I think,
as always,
yay to that. Yay. And HBS right now, he's already there. He's already there on the vote.org site. That was quick, Bob. Nice
he already, he already voted for 2024.
Mike, we've always said this on the show, and it was a little easier to talk about it and for the best in the long run. But this goes back to the old ad man adage. It's skin to win. Skin to win.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Always
yeah.
has been. You're listening to Oscar's Take, people.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar. There's a 24-year-old guy named Lee in Glasgow, Scotland, and he knew this falls in. I think of you when I get these stories because I could see you and your horde and your people pulling this crap on somebody. He knew that his 38-year-old friend Stephen was going on a first date to a steak restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
I don't know if that's Scottish or not. You're going to go to the steak restaurant. So Lee, this is what he does. He calls the restaurant, pretending to be Stephen, before his first date to set up a special dessert surprise. He had the server bring over a cake at the end of the meal that had "Will you marry me?" written on the plate in icing. Lee caught the whole thing on video. The video's not good. The video was after the fact, and you see, he didn't get the initial reaction, but he wound up paying for the meal. So he dropped some serious bucks on it. I thought that's one of the best pranks ever.
Steak restaurant.
Steak restaurant. There you go. Will you marry me? Ooh, that'll scare her away.
If you're a girl, I think you'd find this, it actually might work for the gentleman, because it would be a memorable first date. And if their friends are breaking balls about the guy going out, especially if he's a divorcee or he's been single, that's a big win. Sense of humor. Look, if you don't have abs and you don't have a good personality, you better be funny or you're not getting laid.
Okay, good take. Yeah. I would have had the take that I would have been disappointed unless she slapped him and ran out. Anyway, finally, Oscar's take. You're listening
Oscar's
to
take.
Finally, Oscar, there's a 28-year-old woman named Vanessa Jones. She's in St. Petersburg, Florida. Of course she is.
Yeah, naturally.
How could she be anywhere else? Around 11 a.m. on Wednesday, she was outside of a 7-Eleven, and she was getting it on with her own self.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
She, excuse me, kept doing it even after a kid under 16 came to the 7-Eleven with his uncle. The kid's uncle took a video, I guess he had the presence of mind to do that, of Vanessa doing what she was doing and turned it over to the cops. And I'm sure he deleted it right after and has no plans to watch it ever again. Vanessa was arrested for felony, lewd, and lascivious exhibition. This happened at 11 a.m. in St. Petersburg, Florida. And I welcome your take on it, Oscar. Yeah.
Well, if I recall from my fledgling poor DJ days, 11 a.m. is when they flip the taquito and big bites on the actual rotisserie there at the rollers at 7-Eleven. So I'm just wondering what exactly she was using. That's really my question.
And Mike, they flipped the taquitos and the big bites. I love that. That was a good one.
This just in.
There's Jerry Glanville.
Jerry
right
Glanville
there.
Alive at age 78.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah, so he's with us. All right. We will take a break. Come back with the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
The only time I feel alright.
You'll never guess who just joined the TMOS Patron Society.
Estelle!
Are you listening, you piggy?
From the deck of the Jack Tar.
Hey, little.
Michael Mary Battle Show.
In the morning show at night.
Apple Doogie.
Sorry, Gracie.
Waddle daddle doodle.
You don't even have to activate the lower. Just strap on a gun and pin on a badge and give to the TMOS Patron Society. Whatever you decide to give to the TMOS cause is okay by me. So become a TMOS patron today. And be sure to catch the Grease Man on TMOS whenever Rob can book him.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Maybe about time for our twice yearly call to Doug to ask him if he'd like to come on the show. One of these days, maybe he'll say yes. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's time for another bonus package commercial. Maddie Masiello, she was no frail. She was one tough broad. You see, she was connected. She knew people at the mayor's office. She had John Law right there in her pocket next to a package of Sargento string cheese and a box cutter. The tough guys who went after her might start out like Monterey Jack, but they ended up like Swiss, full of holes with a weird odor. Her fatal flaw?
Yes.
Greed.
Oh.
She was a climber. You see, you don't get to the top without stepping on a few interns. That's why she had me watching her back. I kept one eye on her and 2 ears on the Mike O'Mara bonus show. I could keep watch for every Dirty Dahlia and Johnny on the Spot while laughing at an extra hour of audio fun from the mugs at TMOS. And you don't need a ton of cheddar to enjoy it. It's pennies a day. And you get hundreds of hours of archived episodes. Look out, Rob Ford. We all know your game. You're as crooked as a dime store protractor. And if you so much as look at Maddie cross-eyed, your next position will be horizontal, pal. A horizontal one in the Glover Park Cemetery. Thanks to the Cheese Queen,
Remember, the Mike O'Mara bonus show will make you feel like a $500 dame at a $100 party. Fur coat and all, sweetheart. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Jesus, that's over. Thank you. I'm at the audio vault for today, Friday, October 2nd. Take it away, Rob.
Entertainment Weekly has put together... It's amazing to me still to think that 1990 was 30 years ago. Seems like it was like about last week. But they took, for the last 30 years... 30 perfect TV punchlines from the past 30 years. I have the top five here, and I thought it was a lot of fun to revisit these. First one comes from Friends, and Oscar, I know it's one of your favorite shows.
Yes.
So this is one of the greatest punchlines of the last 30 years.
It's not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy, and it is a big deal.
Number four comes from Futurama.
Shut up and take my money.
Which is more of a catchphrase than a punchline, I think. And I do love this. This is from Seinfeld at number three.
You know the message you're sending out to the world with these sweatpants? You're telling the world, I give up. I can't compete in normal society. I'm miserable, so I might as well be comfortable.
That works in COVID as well as number two works in the world of coronavirus.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
That's another good one.
And at speaking of COVID, just let me interrupt you for a second
please.
There. Oscar, anything new on the horizon?
Same deal.
Come out of the White House?
Same headline. Same
deal. He's not cured yet?
The only breaking news is Biden reached out via Twitter to the First Family. And as we were saying here on the program, is praying for them and hopes that they have a fast recovery.
All right. And we'll keep an eye on it. Go ahead.
At number one, and I think this is sort of telling, you know, my kids, The Office is always on TBS or somewhere. The Office is always on television. Mm-hmm. And if it's not there, you can grab it streaming. My kids will put The Office on and just let it play in the background. To them, it's like white noise. They love the show so much. And this is this is my favorite punchline of the five.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
So that's a good way to live your life. The original four of AC/DC are reuniting, and they have released a teaser clip of their new record. And I say, why mess with a winning formula? Because this could have come out 40 years ago. And as Seth Meyers said, it's the original four chords.
Little over-processed with the vocal, just a little bit, you know?
But it could have been on Back in Black. Could have done it. Pretty good to hear that again. Mm-hmm. Do you ever let Michael play with your phone?
No, not mine. No, mommy's phone is his domain. He will watch his video games and his videos on her phone. She finally broke down, got him his own iPad. But that's it. My stuff, no, I don't want him messing with my phone. My phone is my work phone. That's what I use it for.
Well, you have to be careful. Here's a lady with a toddler who was letting her toddler play with her phone.
Friendly PSA for anybody who has their PayPal account attached to their phone and they let their toddler use it. I get a package today that says live animal on it. So I open it up, and what do you know? Maddox purchased a turtle. He purchased a sulcata turtle that grows up to 100 pounds and lives over 100 freaking years.
The turtle lives 100 years. Do not let them touch your phone. And also the bad thing, if you want the turtle to escape, it takes weeks. That's the problem. So anyway, that's your magic audio vault. Don't let any kid touch your phone, Mike. Have a good weekend.
Oh, my God. Hey, our thanks to a very, very bright guy and a great guy to talk to, Joshua Brock, our TMOS talking head today. We truly appreciate him and all of our TMOS listeners.
He texted me. He said today for him was a dream come true. Aww. A rocket scientist said that talking to us was a dream come
true. Thank you, Joshua.
So thank you, Joshua.
Life is good. Prayers for the First Family that they get through this, and hopefully we come out of the other side with the country in good shape, because these are, what can I say, interesting times. Mm-hmm. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
I'm a phony! Just
like you.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.